Vermont is on pace to reach its reopening goal ahead of schedule. During Friday's regular COVID-19 briefing, Governor Phil Scott offered an incentive to get the state fully reopened before the current July 4th goal. In April, state officials announced a reopening plan based on projected vaccination rates called Vermont Forward. It sets goals to gradually eliminate restrictions and reopen fully July 4th. On Friday, Vermont Governor Phil Scott said the vaccination goals set in the plan are being reached earlier than anticipated, so he's making a challenge in hopes of eliminating pandemic mandates earlier.
Right now, we lead the nation with over 70% of the eligible population, those 12 and over, having received at least one dose of the vaccine. So here's my challenge to you. If we hit 80%, I'll lift any remaining restrictions and mandates that day. To reach 80%, we'll need to vaccinate another 27,954 Vermonters.
The Republican says if vaccinations continue at the current pace, restrictions will be able to be lifted on June 8th. Agency of Human Services Secretary Mike Smith noted that 412,806, or 74.9% of Vermonters, have received at least one dose. He outlined a four-phase strategy to meet the 80% goal of vaccinating those 12 and older.
First, we will continue bringing the vaccine to various events and at work sites. Second, we will continue our walk-in strategy at all of our locations. Third, we will be distributing vaccine to primary care physicians. And lastly, a renewed effort of vulnerable populations, including the homeless, those on probation and parole under DOC supervision, as well as those that have declined in our incarcerated populations. The strategy is designed to reach out to as many Vermonters as possible at the places they work, play, or live.
Scott added that reaching the goal and eliminating restrictions will not mean an end to vaccination efforts.
We're going to continue to set up clinics, advocate for people to get their vaccination. This isn't over by any means, but I believe at that point, when we hit 80%, the majority of people will be protected.
The Vermont legislative session is nearing its end. Scott said the session was unique in being completely virtual and is pleased with the Democratic-controlled legislature's work.
It appears the budget that they've shook hands on is something that we can support, barring anything unforeseen that we didn't see in the last-minute details. So I think this is something we can work with, and I appreciate the legislature moving forward with this and working with us.
State officials plan to provide a daily vaccination countdown, while restrictions would end when the vaccination rate hits 80%. The state emergency order will remain in place for several weeks to assure funding and other technical issues are resolved. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.